Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk, the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM. That's enough of this. Let's see, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. And Dimitri, live and dangerously local, is now also the force multiplier of truth. That's just kind of how I roll. You can also see the show Facebook live stream, River Talk Facebook page. River Talk Facebook page. You will see our very special guest, Ron Ferguson, a state representative representing the 96th district of Ohio. And you will see me, this pathetic failure of a talk host, talking into a microphone, trying to revive what's left of his career. It is not pretty. It is not pretty. You can comment if you like on Facebook. We already had Jeff commenting, and you can as well. Very special guest, Ron Ferguson. So with this missing money for the with your thing here to fund the public schools and everything else with your plan, they're still missing $3 billion. How realistic is that you'll be able to make that up? Or is it time to demand that our public schools are fiscally responsible and start firing all the dead weight, all the dead wood that we have in so many of these schools?
Yeah, actually, I have a better idea about efficiencies that we would be able to do. And so if you think about all of the schools that we have all across the state of Ohio, and I know it's like close to 700 school districts, but then all the schools within that, the high schools, the middle schools, whatever else. Think about how many just reams of paper there are, or pens, or basic things that there's no reason that they couldn't be uniform or the same across all the schools. Well, of course, anytime you buy in bulk, you get better prices. But furthermore, where are you buying it from? Are you buying it from Walmart, Amazon, Staples? Where are you buying it from? Your prices are still different. Are you buying a Bic pen or a Mead pen? Again, between brands, prices are different. So just by us making holistic prices, purchases based on prices at a state level, we could save taxpayers a fortune.
Not $3 billion.
A fortune.
Pencils ain't going to do it.
Fortune.
I mean, pencils ain't going to do it. What else?
Dimitri. Light bulb.
Yes, Ron.
Everything you can think about. So that's just one of the many things.
What about
again? The $3 billion, I brought up before the $3 billion. We're also talking about the money, the more money that would be spent in the economy. And so for every dollar that's spent in the economy, the state brings in another 5.75 cents.
Yeah.
Multiplied by the billions of dollars that would be spent from the $22 billion in savings.
I was surprised last night at the debate that you didn't mention how much money I would have, the typical homeowner, sure, would have in Ohio with the elimination of this forever tax, the real estate tax. Average homeowner would have how much more money a year? That's a really important number to share with the listeners, with the voters. Do you know what that is?
No, I don't. But I think when you look at it broadly across the state, I don't really think that's probably even the best way to break it down, because, of course, you know, here locally, I mean, it's more about what are our property taxes here locally, because it is more of a local type tax. And the thing is, so many of our local taxes here are higher because we haven't been getting our equal share from the state in the first place.
Right.
So we have to subsidize our local schools more than many other places do. So it's inherently unfair, which is a big part of the DeRolf decision, is it's inherently unfair at the very outset.
Sure. I still think it'd be a really good idea to, because you've got voters, you've got people, sure, who are voting, and if you could say that the average property owner, residential property owner in Ohio would then have, I'm picking a number, $3,000 more a year, $5,000 more a year. If you vote to eliminate the real estate taxation from the state constitution, it's like handing yourself, on average, another $3,000 or $5,000, or whatever. I think voters would respond to that. I really do. They would, oh my God, I'd be getting that much money back, or keeping that much more money. Yeah, and then from that, of course, like you said, you could spend it on all sorts of things. Like radio advertising would be a good place to start.
People know what their own property tax bill is, and they know that but they would no longer have to pay whatever that number is.
Yeah.
So whoever's listening, you know what the number is. It's different for everybody. It's not about the average. It's about you know your property tax bill. That's what you're going to save.
Well, yeah, I still think it'd be a great thing to mention on average. I think it'd be a, you know, be a big number, and it's like on average people are going to save this amount of money. And anyway, I thought it'd be just a great great thing there. So what else is something else I wanted to ask you? Where does it stand now with the bailout, not even the bailout, but handing over the $600 billion to, or $600 million I should say, to this multi-billionaire from Pittsburgh who owns this struggling Cleveland Browns franchise? Is that a done deal?
I think he's from Tennessee.
Jimmy Haslam?
I'm pretty sure.
I thought he was from Pittsburgh, but you may be right.
Maybe he was born in Pittsburgh, but he lives in Tennessee.
All right, you may be right. Go ahead.
Okay, so right now it's tied up in court. So it is the state law that they're getting the money, but a court suit was filed, and it's currently being held up pending final outcome because the judge has determined that those who brought the lawsuit have a good chance to win on the merit of the case.
That's great.
And saying that it's unconstitutional because the money that's being used, it's actually even worse than tax money. It is people's unclaimed funds, which is your property, your actual property. The government seizing your personal money with no due process. And so that's a big reason why it's hung up in court right now. And we'll see if it ends up coming, you know, turning out in the end. But the amazing part is the Browns have said all along that whether they got the money or not, they're still moving forward with the project. They didn't need the money. They just wanted the money.
Wow. Wow. Why would these idiots, and again, we're talking about your fellow Republicans now, because the Republicans control everything in Ohio.
And Democrats, but the Democrats voted for it too.
Well, yeah, but they don't control anything. This is on you know, the Republicans, this party.
I don't
they
disagree,
everything
but
in Ohio.
They both voted for it.
why do they keep doing this stuff? Why do they keep acting like Democrats? They're almost like undocumented Democrats, so many of them. DeWine would be a great example of that.
I've got a great answer for you.
Yes.
A big part of it is a lot of them fear the current Speaker of the House, the guy behind the bounty that was put out on me.
Who is the Speaker of the House now?
Matt Huffman.
Huffman.
Yes.
Okay.
Matt Huffman. So much of it is he's the one funneling this money into the district. He's the one that asked Frank Hoagland to run. He's behind all of this. And so in my race, me beating Frank Hoagland and showing these other legislators that you do not have to bend the knee to these tyrants in Columbus that want to take the money out of all of our districts and hand it to, you know, billionaires for a football stadium. They are looking to this race in the 96th district to show them that you can be a true America First outsider and get the job done. And so that's why I'm fighting so hard right now. It's why I've knocked on thousands of doors, because I'm taking my message straight to the voter, and I'm not going to let Columbus's dirty money buy the race.
Speaking of dirty money, tell me about this Intel thing that sounded just so god-awful it was almost difficult for me to comprehend how bad this thing was, because so much taxpayer money has been handed over again, and Hoagland is behind it along with DeWine. Tell the listeners all about this.
Yeah, so the Intel Corporation is a chip manufacturer that was supposed to actually be open this year. It was supposed to open in 2026. Now they say it's been delayed till at least 2029, maybe 2031. Who knows if it ever opens up. Supposed to create thousands of jobs. It's created zero jobs. And
literally zero jobs.
So far, yeah.
And how much money are we talking about again?
The total package, it was like $600 million in direct money, but it was over $2 billion in incentives altogether. Over $2 billion.
Why are we doing this for corporations that are owned by multi-billionaires? help me understand. Why are these Republicans doing this?
Dimitri, it's not you and I doing it. And that's why we need more people that are actually going to come in and stand for the America First agenda, which, by the way, our president, Donald Trump, that said that the CEO was highly conflicted, the CEO of Intel, Our U.S. Senator Bernie Moreno went a step further and said that he actually has ties to the Chinese Communist Party.
Oh, my God.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
It's unbelievable.
But no, by the way, I love Bernie Moreno.
Yeah, great.
United States Senator Bernie Moreno, favorite Colombian. That's the guy. He's a great guy. He's a great guy. He changes cars like every month, though. Did you know that? Every month is like he's got a different car. It's the damnedest thing.
Oh, he's a car dealer.
Oh, yeah. He's a great guy, though. I really like Bernie Moreno. Why is no one going to jail? This is the thing that drives me nuts. In Washington, D.C., and Columbus, all of this stuff, other than the householder, nobody ever goes to jail. They rob us blind, and it's like, oh, this is a scandal. This is terrible. You know, blah, blah, blah. And it is. But nobody ever is even charged. Why is that? It's just so frustrating to me. I mean, D.C. especially, but also Columbus. Mm-hmm.
Well, when it comes, of course, householder went to prison because it was bribe money.
Right.
The issue with Intel is it's not against the law. It should be. It should be against the law to do these ridiculous things, but it's not. The power of the purse strings belongs to the legislature. Once you get the tax money, they have the right to spend that money, and they just spend it very poorly.
But the thing is, if you give them $2 billion, let's just say, aren't there strings attached?
Let's be clear. You keep saying you, the Columbus swamp creatures, right, and the guy running against me,
okay,
and
Hoagland,
Mike DeWine. Right. I have voted no on all of this stuff.
All right. So the Hoaglandites. aren't there strings attached? It says if you don't do this, we get the money back, and if you don't do this, also, you're going to be arrested. Don't they have, like, the strings attached with the money that we're just forking out to these people?
They should, but the lobbyists don't like the strings, so they get people to cut the strings. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Really?
Yes.
These lobbyists, how slimy are they? What do they ever try to bribe you with?
Oh, wow. So,
Come on, say it.
I've never...
Women? Was it women?
No.
That try to bribe you with women?
No.
Liquor? Drugs?
I have a beautiful wife, so...
Oh, yes, your daughter is gorgeous, by the way.
Your
daughter is gorgeous. My God, she's gorgeous. But back to how do they bribe you? How do they do it in Columbus?
Well, they feel you out first, so I've never received a bribe because they understand that I'm going to stand firm for the America First agenda. Yeah. However... They do things that aren't quite bribes, but rub right up against it.
Like
so
what?
They go to people's fundraisers, they give them nice big checks, and it's, you know, one step outside of quid pro quo because they give them the check without a string. But if you don't vote the way they want, they're never coming back to your fundraisers.
Huh.
So if you want that money train to keep on coming, you better vote the way that they want.
How much money, are we talking about at a fundraiser? Like if somebody from AEP or some other monopoly power company comes, what would they typically give for a fundraiser in order to essentially bribe you?
Well, it depends on the entity. But since we were talking about House Bill 6 and First Energy, I looked at Frank Hoagland's report. He received $2,000 from First Energy.
That's it? That's all it took to get his vote?
Well, that's just one person, but they gave other people. I mean, Larry Householder went to prison because they filtered $61 million. $61 million to him.
God.
But other people, they gave him smaller token donations, $2,000 here, $5,000 there, those kind of things.
But that's all it takes? To get their votes? Seriously? I was thinking like tens of thousands of dollars, you know, hundreds of thousands.
I don't know what it takes to get each person's vote. But, you know, when somebody wants my vote, I could tell you need to have a good bill.
My goodness gracious.
That's what I base my vote on.
Hey, we're almost out of time. I always give my guests the last word. You speak directly to our listeners and also our friends on Facebook with the River Talk Facebook page. You got about a minute or so to say pretty much anything you want, including... How do people volunteer? How do people donate? How to get in touch with you? Whatever it happens to be. Ladies and gentlemen, the big winner from the debate last night, State Rep Ron Ferguson, my microphone is yours.
It's been an honor of a lifetime to represent this area. This is where my wife and I are raising our daughters. It's where I plan to raise them all the way through they grow up. It's important to me that there's jobs and opportunities for them when they graduate high school or graduate college, whatever it might be. I want that for your children as well. We need people standing up for the America First agenda if we're going to rebuild this area to be exactly what it could be and what I want it to be. But I need your help and I need your support in order to do that. Make sure if you listen today, you pass along the information about the ridiculous lies that my opponent, Frank Hoagland, continues to spread. Make sure that you let people know I'm the America First fighter. You can check out my Facebook page, Ron Ferguson. You can also see me. You can go to my website. You can go to ronforohio.com and check out a little bit more there. I'm very easy to get a hold of. I'd love to talk to you, and I'm going to be continuing to knock doors all the way up until Election Day on May 5th. So I also hope I get a chance to see you at your door, watch for my videos online. And like I said, I just humbly ask for your vote on May the 5th for Ron Ferguson.
If people want to call you, how do they do that? Call your campaign?
Yeah, sure. I would just say go to ronforohio.com and submit, you know, just submit an inquiry there and I'll give you a call back. I always call people back from my cell phone. No problem.
Fantastic. Ron Ferguson, thank you so very much. I appreciate it. Have you on anytime. And Hoagland, if he ever wants to come back on, I'd be happy to have both of you back on. Oh, that would be great. And again, his name is Ron Ferguson. Get it right. Mr. Big Willie coming up after the news. Thanks again so much.